טוב, בעזרת השם, איזה נהלכות.
So when we're talking about הלכות now of talit, we're making ברכה on the talis in the morning. Again, if someone, he made the ברכה on the talis, and the talis fell from his hand, before he had the opportunity to wrap himself with it, so he doesn't make another ברכה. He picks it up, he wraps it up with it as soon as possible. We said on the other hand, if he already wrapped himself with it, and then he didn't realize and it fell off his shoulders without him realizing, they realized on the floor, he has to make a new bracha, because he removed his mind from the talis, so he has to make a new bracha. That's why it fell off. I see people have these clips. When it gets too high, you know that it's falling off. So be careful, so watch the talis. Yeah, it brings an interesting case. If you're making a bracha, right, take the talit, it's difficult to see it, and the wind comes and takes it down, and it fell down 3 stories down. So you have to run down and bring it. He said, don't make a bracha anyways. You have it in mind the whole time. The point is, if you weren't doing anything in the middle, if you didn't talk, if you talk, you have to make a bracha again. He even said one word, excuse me, can you bring the talis? You don't talk. Still talk with her. You can hint. Shoel talit. Now a person who borrows a talis, sometimes you're in a situation where you don't have a talis, you have to borrow a talis. Not from a shul, I'm talking about borrowing your talis from a friend. Asher talit b'tzayet k'dei t'ayim mitzvah tzitzit. Someone who borrows a talis with tzitzit on it, a good talis, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzit. Im sha'alu ma'ashamash shelo midat ha'ba'alim. If he just asks the gabbai, where's the talisim over here? And he says, oh, here people, he used one of them and just put it back in place. But it's a private talis. He does not make a bracha. Why? Because the Bailin, the owner of the talis, doesn't know that he's taking. Could be less. Okay? The echa person doesn't care so much. If he folds it nicely, he puts it back in the same place. People might not care. You don't make a bracha. Okay. The shul talis, why? Because you're also part of the shul, so it's also yours. The talis belongs to all the people that are in the shul.
If he borrows from another person, why doesn't he make a
bracha? No, if he borrows, again, if he doesn't borrow from another, he borrows from another person without the other person knowing.
Without
him
knowing.
Then he does not make a bracha. Now if he borrows from the shul, he makes a bracha. And if he borrows from a friend, okay? No, if he borrows from a person, okay, that knows about it, it's not borrowing. Give it to him. If a person wants, you don't make a talis and borrow you don't make a bracha and borrow talis. It's alba mini. He has to give it to you as a gift, but you're committing to give back the gift. So it's yours, basically. You only make a bracha on your own talis. So if it's the shul, those are yours. He borrowed from a friend, he gave it to you in order to make a bracha on it, so he gave it to you, basically. It's yours. But if you borrow without him knowing, you can't make a bracha. It's not yours.
Most people have to have in mind that it's a gift.
Okay. Yeah, but it's naturally happens. No other way. If you borrow a talis, you make a bracha on it. So obviously you gave it to him because it's a gift. Okay. But if you just give it to him to make an aliyah, not in order to be fulfilling the mitzvah, just for the cover of the tzibur, he just goes to the Torah and you're giving your talis or for a kohen to make a bracha, he doesn't have to make a bracha on it. To borrow a talis, doesn't have to go. For the tzibu, doesn't have to go.
He makes a bracha on the talis in the morning, he puts it away. In the afternoon, he puts on a bed of time, he wants to put the talis on.
Make a bracha again.
Make a bracha?
Of course. Because he has to chadas. He said before, we learned last week already, that only if he, just for a short period of time, then he doesn't have to make a bracha. He went to the mikvah, he went to the bathroom. But if it's a long time already, he was doing other things in the middle, it's the make a bracha. And Yom Kippur, it's common. People, if you have the daven nets, you have a long break, you go rest. You come back, you make a bracha on the talis. And it's good. Why? Because you have another bracha on Yom Kippur, you have less brachas from the hundreds. It's good to add another one. Avaliyahu adds, fine. One second. Im sha'ar mechaverot talit shena metzuyet. By the way, Yom Shishi is the outside of all the chayyah. Will be. Chafei. No, it wasn't. Chafei of Sivan. And Friday. So, the person borrowed the talis from his friend, without tzitzis. He's discarded the garment. There's no tzitzis on them. Okay? And he put on the tzitzis. He says here, not to make a bracha on such a talis. You borrow the talis and you put the tzitzis on it, you don't make a bracha on the talis. This is borrowing. If you take it, again, as a gift, make a bracha, so then yes,
you
can make a bracha.
You borrowed it,
so that's why he doesn't make a bracha on that, because it's not his. He said only on his talis he makes a bracha. In our days, people are makpid usually, people are particular not to let other people use the talis and tefillin, therefore, it's better not to take people's talis and tefillin without asking permission from the violin, and then the owners, unless you know that the owner lets. For example, you see my talis and tefillin in the shul, obviously I let all of you use my talis and tefillin. But it's time if you don't know, so it's a problem.
Somebody needs to put on tefillin, you go to your room. Looking for a
tefillin
put on, he sees the tefillin on the table. Nobody else is around.
Can
they use it?
It's unwrapped. It's wrapped. It's closed in the thing. It's better not to use it. It's better to wait for someone to ask from someone specifically. If it's going to be shkia and he might lose the mitzvah, then he can use it.
Also, ask if anybody nearby knows if the person is makpid or not.
So right, you can ask. You know who this belongs to. Is it a person who's calm? He lets people use it. So, before you put on the talit or tzitzit, you have to check the tzitziot to check that they're there enough to make a bracha. They don't have to all be there. We'll soon see the halachot. Yeah, of course. Just if it doesn't have a tzitzit, if it's missing, you can't make a bracha, you can't wear it. You have two. You have two at home? So you'll see one is missing. So you take the other one. At home. Do it already at home.
One here, one at home. If you have this really heavy ones, good quality, and you're careful with them, you can last for years and years.
But the tcheles last less. Tcheles tear because what they do to it, it causes it to be
weakens it. Weakens it. Then you would say Teshin didn't wear the tzitzit.
Because of my tear?
Because
of my tear, sorry.
No, he wasn't sure that it was the right tzitzit.
You don't have to. Okay, so we have to check the tzitzit, that all the tzitzit are there, and also to separate them, to make them single, and not, they shouldn't be all tangled up. Very, very important to check Mechom HaChibur. What's Mechom HaChibur? I'll show you a nice
word. Where it holds onto the hole in the floor.
Exactly. Yeah. This part where it goes into the hole. Mm-hmm. At Yom Kippur, 2 years ago, I was down in the rest of shul, and I checked the towers. Did you check it? Did it look fine? I didn't realize that one was torn over here.
Yeah, that's
if
it.
One is torn over here, it's not kosher to wear the tzitzis. So we'll see soon that if someone is in shul on Shabbos and he sees it and he'll be embarrassed and taking it off, he could stay with it. He could stay with it if he'll be embarrassed because kavodat briyot is more chashuv than anything else. So when I took it off, I wasn't embarrassed in shul, but someone came over and gave me a different talis. I was a bit embarrassed maybe, but that's partly good. Okay, what happened? Where did we go over here? Yeah. Because if it's torn down there, come on.
Okay.
You can't worry, you have to fix it. Okay.
The two most frequent places that teeth get damaged is there, and what was hanging down.
Okay.
Gets caught for somebody stepping, gets caught on the seats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, if you come to shul and you see, you're going to start checking. You're going to miss the minion. It's a pilot minion. You know what a pilot minion is? It goes fast like a pilot flies a plane. So you might miss the davening.
Next 15 million.
So then, and it was in the bag. You checked it yesterday. It was fine. It was sitting nicely in your bag. It wasn't roaming around or anything. So then you could put it down even without checking. But the avad, shalat chak. And afterwards you'll check it. But chachila, you check it before. And Shabbos and Yom Tov, we have to check out all the they're all there, but you cannot separate them on Yom Tov, on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Can't separate on Shabbat and Yom Tov. Lo yafrid chutei atzitzit. No, you do not separate, but you check them.
It depends on how complex the version point.
If it's down a little bit there, not a problem. The problem is if it's tangled, because the person might come to open knots.
Yeah, like it comes from the laundry or something there.
Then, right, if it came from the laundry. If it's a little bit together, it's maybe allowed to separate. But you're not allowed to tighten in Shabbos.
So if the knot's just a little loose, you
can't tighten it on Shabbos. You have to tighten it before Shabbos. Okay. If someone cannot see too well, so you ask others to check your tittis. It's a big event, what?
Even if the last knot opens up altogether, it doesn't cause it its
pasul. No, because according to the Rambam, even one knot is enough to cash your tittis.
No. The first knot up at the top is already enough.
Yeah, it's called tying the tittis. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, again, to make five kshirot or whatever. Fine. ראוי לאישה לבדוק ולהפריד ציות מבגדי בעלה ובני ביתה. It's fit, it's ראוי, it's an appropriate thing for a woman. She washes the clothing, to check the tzitzit of her husband and to make sure that they're nice and good, and also her children. And with this, she receives also part of the mitzvah of tzitzit. Okay. But of course, you don't rely on the fact, unless you can't see yourself, and then your wife, she checks it anyways. You don't rely on the fact that she checked. Fine, she checked, and you also checked before. Maybe something happened in between, you don't know.
When the washer
is out, the string is
getting all messed up.
How do you do that?
Yeah,
there's a way to do it. Yeah, there's a trick in the sock. You take the towel, the stitches, you put them into a long sock and make a knot.
Or rubber band.
Just a string.
Or rubber band, right?
A string is that?
A string. Mm-hmm. And then throw the whole thing off. What?
They don't get washed.
They get washed.
They're
in the sack.
A sock. A white cotton sock. A white cotton sock.
Yeah. That's good. Also, there's tzitzis net. There's nets.
Yeah.
Women use, but they're stockings in there, so they don't get made messed up. Just to use that.
A lot better than the new plastic thing that they wind it up in.
Okay. Seder ha'ituf. La'achar she'mesayim et ha'bracha yitev b'tev. First we cover our heads. And we bring the two sides of tzitzis to each side on our shoulders. Then we take the right side, and we throw it onto our left shoulder. And the left one, throw it over. That's how we wrap ourselves. Okay? And then you wait the amount of walking 4 amos, which is, I don't know, 3-4 seconds. Okay? And then you throw it down, that it covers most of you. Understand very simple, right? First it covers your head. That's how you make the bracha. I see people do all kinds of things. They take the talis and they do like that. But it's not written in the halach. Written in the halach, and this way to do it.
And that was the way I was taught.
I no idea who said, maybe it's brought down to places, but what I saw is, all the halachas I ever learned about talis, what I saw my father do, my grandfather do, and probably his father did that too. By Ashkenazi and Emma Svalding, they do the same thing. Mm-hmm. You put the talis over your head with the two sides in front of you. Mm-hmm. Then you take the right side and throw it over your left shoulder, and your left side and throw it over your left shoulder too. And then and then you loosen it up, and for you, that's how you put the talis on. I know, also last time we spoke, and then I remember Kamal Nachman, he said, well, but our rabbi in America said like that. I said, I don't know what your rabbi in America said. Could be very good, I know what Allah says every day. We learned it from a different book, same thing. Now also we're learning it from a different book, it says the same thing. So you get used to otherwise, it's good. It's better to do it this way.
So the lacing that are sold in Jewish bookstores are kind of like silky.
Yeah, I don't know if you can make a bracha on that.
What?
I don't think you can make a bracha on that. It's like a scarf.
What?
It's like a scarf.
Yeah.
I don't think you can make a bracha on that at all. You can definitely not make mitatef. to wrap herself. Can you wrap herself with that?
Sure, woman.
That's the way it does. Well, big. The lid gadol is measurements for talis.
Is there any halakha that prohibits a woman from wearing a talis?
Women are not obligated to put a talis on. And in our generation, it's better if they won't put it on. If they won't put it on. Because they associate with certain women which cause problems. I can't say that the woman, another place they could say, asu. But it's not good.
It depends on why she's doing it.
Okay, and if she also, if she does it at home alone, no one sees her in her room, is it? She's not doing an avera. According to this problem, she can't make a bracha on that at all. Okay. Anyways.
Because it comes out of why she's doing it.
Provocation.
A psychological problem.
Okay, Mayesh, Makara.
There could be some women who are want to do it. I mean, there's a difference between provocation, want to do it because of religious knowledge.
So they'll do it in the room alone.
What?
Women who do it for truth do it alone in the room.
Okay, not in the. Alone in a room somewhere in their house, not in the shul. Or in the hotel.
let's put it this way. There was one woman, 2,000 years ago approximately, who was famous for talit and tefillin. She was on a ramah, but, and then she committed suicide.
No, my question.
Because she got to believe too much herself, and something happened that made her realize she's not that 100% as you thought she was.
Mm-hmm. Ken. Right. Ken, she was, Kitzel.
And then the shock to realize that she wasn't superwoman was too much for her to commit suicide.
It seems to be these women, the boys that were murdered, they seem to be all very well versed in Torah knowledge. Mm-hmm. And, I could see some of them having they never pressed to be involved with men in the Indian situation, but they certainly lead women in religious services. But they're all women.
They don't go leading religious services for men.
Yeah, they don't. They don't. That's a provocation even for them.
Right,
I don't see any problem with that type of service for it. It's women.
No, there's many places in Israel, there's Kabbalah Shabbat for women, all kinds of nice things for women, very nice shiurim for women. Okay, if they feel good, they're satisfied, and it fills their life with the perfect, beautiful, very happy for them.
Rosh Chodesh Tehillim.
Rosh Chodesh Tehillim, Halel, very nice, with women, with, music, just women in the house, in their place, in the hall. Very nice, why not? Make them happy, good. But I don't want to know about it, and I don't want to see it. Just do your own thing quietly without any men around and involved. Without making it into a thing. Why does it have to be a thing? Big sign. Women, minyan, every Shabbat, the Sefer Torah.
I'm not talking about that. I'm saying private.
Family, no problem.
No.
That's a provocation for love.
Exactly.
Freud
will have something very interesting to say about him.
He's dead.
Yeah, but he has some interesting. insights. Let's say Freudian psychology, okay? And the Jungian psychology will probably agree with him on that point.
If someone wraps himself with a talis and does not cover also his head for the amount of walking for Amos, it's called the Baracha Levatala. Your head also has to be covered. Very important because of why? Because it's written that the derech ituf, the way of wrapping, is like the way that the Arabs wrap. And as far as I know, the Arabs wrap around their head. So you have to wrap around your head also.
Did you say you have to walk 4 hours?
You don't have to walk. It has to be the amount that it takes you to walk 4 hours.
Yes. You have it on
wrapped around your head, the amount that it takes you to
walk. That's why the vast majority of Sfaradim, especially those who have not been influenced by Ashkenaz, and the Temanim, Sulisayim, and so on, they put the talit is put on, and from the beginning on the head, and it doesn't come off the head until Aleinu, after Aleinu.
Also Ashkenazim, a lot. Hasidim, everyone puts
that on. Hasidim, maybe, but other than that.
It's itouf. You have to be, it said you have to be with fear in front of Hashem, so you have to wrap yourself with it. And wrapping means to cover your head. So obviously you should try to, especially in Shmoneh Esrei, Zamash Halacha, that your head should be covered. It's itouf.
I'm talking about among us, from the time we do the Atifa until take the
Me too. You try to put on your head the whole davening, of course. You focus a lot more also on your head. Okay. Okay. People who wear the talis just on the head and on the neck during davening, it's a mistake. That's why those small things are nothing. You're supposed to, it's to wrap you if you come down on your body. Afterwards, let's say. During davening. The time that you wrap yourself, you need to be careful that your face can. Ken?
Green to the Uzi, Nechem Yeshemelev, that all the time, late on, one wing should be over the shoulder.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because it's wrapped. You have to be wrapped. Not just for a few seconds.
Now, when you put on the talit, okay, you put it like down to here. Right? You put it over, and then you wrap yourself with it. Not down to your mouth. Wrong to put the talit to wrap yourself with the whole face covered. It's not called wrapping. Wrapping is when your face is still revealed, a little bit covered, and it's still the eyes are revealed and the face is revealed. Set up? Talk about the wrapping itself. Okay. Oh, here, this is what we said. As long as the tefillin is on his head, you need to be careful the talis will also be on your head. Okay. And then he says there that on the Shabbos and Yom Tov, or days that you don't wear tefillin, he says then after Shmoneh Esrei, until Shmoneh Esrei, definitely should cover your head, and after Shmoneh Esrei, you can be more lenient to put down your shoulder. But in days where you put on tefillin, you should wear the talit on your head all the time.
Shabbat, Chagim, you have Pamayim Amina.
Okay. It's a lot of Davidim.
It's another 15 minutes, so you're going to die from it.
If you were in a meeting with your father, and let's say you have male children, you get to the blessing of the Kohanim, is it everybody, are all generations under one talis? Would you put your talis over your children, and your father would put his talis over you? How would that work?
I'll tell you what I learned. I learned that the reason why you cover your kids is because he shouldn't look towards the Kohanim. But I see that in other places, people also for adults, or the adult children of theirs, they cover them. My 5-year-old, I cover him. My 10-year-old, I don't cover him. If he wants, he come under. I don't tell him a word, sometimes he does. My father never, only when I was a young kid, he put me under the towels. When I didn't know that I was supposed to close the eyes. But when I was older, and I see that people do it to all the kids. I don't know what he's giving you the bracha. I don't understand what the thing.
It's sort of like
it's a sweet thing to do.
It's a relay.
Yeah, my dad said it's a halachic thing. I didn't see anything about halacha. No, but the father covering the children with a talit.
Sort of a relay from the Quran, talit of the Kohen.
Okay.
You know, relay is.
And that's what I said. So only by young children, not by my father. I'm almost 30 years old. I know to close my eyes. I learned already.
It's a nice feeling.
Okay, it's a sweet thing. I'm not saying not yes or no. I'm just saying it. So if you ask me, I don't know. Whatever. I don't think it's Allah Kishu. If I know otherwise, I'll tell. If you have a difference, most talisim besides Chabad, most talisim. You know what is up and what is down. It has an atara, any type of atara on top. And you have to be makpi that the up part is up on your head, not down on the bottom. Very chashuv. But if you have a talis, like a chabad talis, which is no difference in top and bottom, no difference at all.
It's
on his own. Arizal? So then you have to be makpi what's up with that.
Arizal said very clearly. All four sides should be the same.
According to Maran Bet Yosef, you're supposed to wear a talit katan over your clothing, so it's seen. According to the Arizal, it's supposed to be under your clothing with your tzitzis in the clothing, hidden. According to the Arizal. But I know that all Ashkenazim, they put them revealed, and also he writes here the Yeshiva Bocher, that even though in his family the minhag was to put them inside, but in his yeshiva, if he puts it inside, it looks like he's going off or whatever. So do like everyone else, you can put it outside. I don't know how to push in the box.
Rabbi Shaul said it should be like the Arizal said, but if you're in an area, aside from the yeshiva, if you're in an area where there are people who are not religious,
it's good to put
them out a little bit to show them there's something. Uh-huh. Yeah? The people with talitot, maybe you should do, think about it.
In South America, we always used to ask, what is this? We're going, what is this? I don't understand what's coming out of my head.
What is this? When Mashiach comes and changes the world, you're going to try to hold on to this. Just stay with
it. Apayish Manam was up, but to say that was Alachot, so we had this Chut to learn Alachot today.